This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run a lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
We are back. Actually, I should say welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. I think it's a session of Sanity. I don't know what you guys think. Joy. I do care. I was going to say, should I care? I do care. You know, I hope you're getting something out of this. I hope you pick up something out of this every week. You know, because look, I try to bring on the people that have a clue, because most of the time I don't. You know, I'm not afraid to admit it. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be reading while I'm trying to talk. I can barely talk while I'm trying to talk, let alone read and try to talk. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate it, then, that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. I hate this. I think this is so disgusting on so many levels. You know, I didn't really think this still went on in this country. I would imagine there were some pockets that it would happen in, but I didn't think to this level. I didn't think like this. Now, I've done my best to, and bear with me, I've done the best to bleep out every nasty piece of language that was in there. So apparently, there was a guy I think it was Kmart or something like that, in a parking lot, and he had gone to start his car while there was a woman on the phone, and on her cell phone, okay? And not only that, her kids were with her. And the guy's got his shopping done, and he goes in, and he starts his car. That's what I would do, right? You're in a parking lot, you go start your car. It's really that simple. The woman went ballistic because it scared one of the kids, or maybe both of them, I don't know. But let me ask you a question. Is this language warranted? Is what's going on in this clip warranted? I want you to hear this. You tell me, because maybe I'm just too old and too white. Anytime you're ready.
I have her on tape calling me racist comments, called me a in front of her kids.
She scared my children.
Well, it's cameras out here, and we'll see.
All right, so I did edit this, but I edited out the long silence, because she would turn her back on him, walk away while she's talking on the phone. Right, but I want you to hear this, okay? I want you to hear, and take a listen.
Because we'll definitely be filing charges. Please call the cops.
Thank you.
Please, got everything on tape. Your voice too. Calling me a if that's how you feel. You might as well take care of your kids. Don't worry about me.
I know where my kids are.
Okay, good. Please do. It's okay, buddy.
You don't like black people.
Now it sounds like now I've had to bring her voice up because she was always 10 or 12 feet away from the car. He's shooting this clip through the window of his car. And this is the kind of woman, if you were married to, you'd have to sleep with both eyes open. You'll see what I mean here in a second.
Oh, that's good. Racism alive and well. Amazing.
It sure is. It's disgusting when black people got it, too.
Really?
Really.
You called me a nigger, and I just supposed to sit back, huh?
You scared the
shit
out of my kids.
You called me a nigger, I just supposed to sit back.
You scared the shit out of my kids.
By starting my car.
Wow.
By starting my car.
All he did, think about this now. This whole thing, this is where we've come in society. This whole thing is around, he started his car in a parking lot. What is she teaching her kids? Maybe the kid was startled because he was coming up on the car, the front of the car, the side of the car, behind. I don't know. But does it really warrant this? Again, is this where we've come from? Or come to?
Amazing.
Oh, f***ing wow.
Wow, you got your kids cursing at me too, huh?
Don't talk to my kids.
Now, I don't know how some of you are. Maybe I'm just too prudish for this. Here's the deal. Do you swear like that in front of your kids? Because I didn't in front of mine. It didn't make me perfect, but I didn't think it was right, so I didn't do it. And she is having a swear fest, a foul language fest, with her kids 5 feet away from her. And her kids are seeing this racist stuff. Her kids are seeing how she's treating this black man. This goes back to my argument that I had the other night that somebody would agree with me on, which was parents teach kids about racism. Parents teach kids how to be bullies.
Wow, this is amazing.
Do not talk to my kid.
Okay.
Hello? Talk to this f***ing nigga right now. I'm telling you, he's revealed according to me. He scared the shit out of Anthony. He sat in the car. He wanted to run his mouth, talk about Bebe being a fancy mother. F***ing say
really?
Something.
I said
now.
That.
He's got me on videotape, and I'm still flipping the f*** out.
You called me a nigger.
I called you a nigger. You're a nasty f***.
All right. Listen, I am. Some of you are going crazy right now, going, all right, we get it. No, you don't get it. Did any of you think that this kind of thing is still going on? Did any of you really believe that we've got white? I'm not going to apologize for the white folks. I'm not going to do it. I don't like this. This is wrong. This is not how we're supposed to be talking to each other. All right? And look at where she's at right now. Look at what she's doing to him. Over one of her kids being scared because he started his car. The guy didn't make noise. The guy didn't make believe like he was going to punch the kid or kick the kid. He didn't do anything but start his car. Is this warranted?
Okay. You might want to get
your... Because he's a f***ing loser. That's why. He thinks he's going to get something out of it.
Oh, no wonder. I don't sue people.
Oh, he knows the cops. How many cops have I stripped for? You ain't getting fired, bitch.
Okay.
Tell him, dude. You will f***ing kill him. Don't even...
How many cops have I stripped for? Isn't that a class act, isn't it? We'll have more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. This is disgusting. Our kids are there. This is just disgusting. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely. clearly and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Some of you heard all of that. I just got my mic off. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And we're talking about that nut job, and I do mean the nut job. Stop breathing close to your mic. We're talking about the nut job, who was very obvious that she was she needed medication and didn't have it. Now, producer Tammy just came up with something I didn't know about.
Okay, so USA Today did a report on this right after the video came out because it went so viral. But on her written statement that she later read to one of the TV or radio stations.
You mean that her attorney gave her, going, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, probably, because she's in the middle of a custody battle at the time for her children.
So she was in the middle of a custody battle that day when she was going off, telling the black man what he really was and that she had pole stripped for every cop in town.
Pretty much.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That helped her cause, I'm sure.
So in her written statement, she says that she's in treatment for mental health issues, is bipolar, and is in the process of changing her medication.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, well, there's not really any place
to
go.
No. But, and there's more to this. And the beauty is that she goes from, she goes from zero to out of her mind in seconds. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Man. Very, very good.
I will f***ing yank your out the test.
Please do.
I don't know. What? Because he wants to put it on YouTube, try and act hard because I called him a racist? Because he's a racist, ignorant n***. Tell him what? He's a racist f***ing n***.
And the kids are seeing all this. Right? I mean, the kids are seeing all of this. I mean, am I being too tough here? I mean, seriously, is this how you talk in front of your kids? Is this okay for you to do in front of your kids? Play the last 20 seconds of this.
All right, you're done. My lawyer's involved.
Good. Thanks.
Hey.
Yeah, can you imagine a lawyer? You know, I couldn't play it because when I tried to raise the volume up too much, it got a hum in it. But she's on the phone. She's obviously talking to her lawyer, her boyfriend, or the last guy she stripped for. I don't know which. But you know, you can hear her saying she's kind of defending what she's doing. So anyway, we'll finish this up now.
Here, my husband's coming.
Okay, sure.
I told him you're coming. You're whooping his f***ing ass. Get the video off my case now, or I will f***ing break it. I'm going to whip my coffee at him.
Go ahead.
Not stop.
Racism is alive and well, I tell you. Alive and well.
She's outside his window yelling.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But this is where we live at.
Actually, no, it's not where we live at. It might be where some people live it at. I really feel bad for this guy that he had to go through this. I feel bad for this guy that he had to put up with such an ignorant white piece of trash. And you know what? All right, so maybe she has bipolar and she got to get her medication straight and all that other stuff. I don't know about any of that, but the fact that he had to put up with that is wrong, just dead wrong on so many levels. So I'm not apologizing for that woman, but I would apologize that guy because that is not how the rest of us feel. It's not. I'll tell you what, it's not how I feel, and it's just wrong. I'm Joe. Can you imagine watching that in the parking lot? You wouldn't know what to do, would you?
Thing they asked her about in the interview was why she kept using the N-word when it's such a nasty word. And she said, well, it just means an ignorant person. It doesn't say black or white or Puerto Rican. It's just an ignorant person.
Oh, so we can use the N-word for white
her.
People?
Yeah, it's just one of those. It just means ignorant. That's all it means.
Okay, good for her. Hopefully, by now, she got her medication right. All right, I'm going to move on because that story just sick me. I am Joe. Hey, listen, get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live tonight. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. Okay, we're on a roll, so we might as well do it. So anyway, there was a young lady doing some interviews in North Carolina. Where is that? No, North Dakota. I am sorry. And there were protesters out there. They were protesting against Trump. These brain surgeons really didn't know what they were protesting, or even why. Take a listen. It's a Trump protest. Listen to these guys.
They're just out here trying to make their voices heard. Austin Klein is one of the event organizers for today. He says he's been out here since 9 a.m. Tell me a little bit, Austin, about what brings you out here today.
We are out here today to represent North Dakotans who want sex trafficking.
Yeah. You heard that right. Sorry. He's out there protesting for North Dakotans that want sex trafficking.
The relentless dumping of illegal toxic waste on our land.
They're just going to go for it. He's just going to hit everything that he's ever been taught in school.
Our rivers and government and business is not being held accountable for the damages they cause.
Apparently he hasn't read anything about the EPA recently.
We want a discussion to start about that, and we're here to stand up to Trump's racism, his bigotry, and his misogyny, and his mistreatment of disabled people, and another group that he's mistreated, but I think he doesn't care about...
Another group. Is that a protected group? Another group? Oh, my God.
A veterans enough. And we have a lot of veterans here who are here to stand up for themselves.
Tell me a little bit about why you said that Trump is bad for North Dakota.
Trump is bad for North Dakota because he's going to come here, he's going to rile up a lot of hatred, racism, and just not peaceful things. He incites violence. If violence were a flame, he'd pour gas on it and then blame us.
Because you're the ones that tear everything apart. Because it is you people that tear... Look, it's okay to protest. It's okay to show up and wave signs and yell at him, and you want to throw cotton candy at him, that's fine too. Old dirty socks, doesn't matter. But when you start jumping on police cars, when you start burning down CVSs, when you start tearing apart private property, no, you're wrong and you should go to jail, and he's right. Just because he has a different viewpoint of yours doesn't give you the right to be violent. Ever. It's wrong on so many levels. That would help. It really is. It's just wrong on so many levels. And this kid is obviously lost. Besides, he's with the group of South Dakotans for sex trafficking or something.
We're the ones trying to keep the peace. We've done everything possible to keep the peace. What else can we do to exercise our freedom of speech?
You do it peacefully. You do it, and these are the brain surgeons that's going to that are running for your Congress and Senate. But you do everything peacefully. You have it make sense. You sit down. You talk to... Yes, I said what too in the chat room. I'm like, what? What did he just say? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back after the break. I've got all kinds of loony stories for this evening. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Let the whole world know that today is a day of a reckoning. Let the weak be strong. Let the right be wrong. For the strong will can't keep pace in the chemistry.
We are back. And I don't know if you guys know the real, I mean, you got to see the video for that song. But just the mere fact, you know, they talk about Independence Day, get you in the mood, the mode of, whatever. And it's a tough it's a tough video to watch. But that's how I played it. We're still on the back end of Memorial Day. And as I said earlier, man, this has been very tough. And only because this stuff doesn't bother me usually. But as I went through and was listening to the young people and old people. I mean, yeah, people of all walks of life who don't know the history of this country, don't know what happened to give you the freedoms you have. I know I've been on it for the last hour. Some of you are tired of hearing it, but no, don't be. You need to hear it so you can bring it to your kids. You bring it to your grandchildren, your grandsons, whatever. But unless you know, how are you going to tell them? Unless you hear what's going on out there, how are you going to tell them? And I'm so surprised. When Reagan said, you know, freedom was only a generation away, he wasn't kidding. These young people have absolutely no clue. Why they have the ability to do what they do, how they can protest freely without being killed or shot or anything else. Come on, think about this. Do they know for sure? Do they really, really, really know? Actually, they don't. They have no clue. Yeah, sorry. I hate to be the downer all the time. It's kind of how I feel. When I'm laying this stuff out to you, I want you to hear it. I want you to know it. I want you to think about it. Look, for my Christian friends, you've been given the blessing of being born in a country like this. For my female Christian friends, wouldn't it be great if you were born in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, in the Saudis? Really? So what are you doing? What are you doing to, I don't say pay God back, but honor God with how you treat this country, how you treat people, how you honor the government, so to speak. And what I mean by that is if you do a little homework, my Christian friends, you'd find out exactly what I mean by that. I'm not going to tell you because I've done that show a million times already. How about a little honor for those who served and died for us? What do you think? You know, when we talk about honoring those who served and died for us, are we? A good number of Americans can't even tell you what Memorial Day is all about. Now, some will tell you it's about a long weekend. Others will say it's about a barbecue. And, you know, real Americans will tell you it's a day to honor those Americans who died to give us that freedom to forget what the day is about. Or remember what the day is about. You know, I've had Marines. I've told this story before, but I had four Marines on the show. I had them all on at the same time. And I asked them point blank. I said, you know, does it bother you guys that people are out there burning the flag? I wish I could. I've got to find that show and pull that cut out. But does it bother you guys that there's people out there and they're taking advantage of the freedoms that you fought for them to have, but not quite what you had in mind, is it? And every one of them said, you know, not for us to decide how they partake of those freedoms, how they live those freedoms out. We die, you know, we're fighting for their right to be free, period. To worship any way they want to worship, not worship any way they don't want to worship, you know what I'm saying? It's a big deal. So, and again, this is why I have such a hard time getting through days like this. When I hear our young people, and I got to come back to you parents. I got to come back to you grandmas and grandpas. What are you teaching your children? My wife is great with these kids when it comes to this stuff. She is all over this stuff. And not that I'm not. I'm just not with them as much. I'm not locked into what they're saying or not saying as much sometimes with the little kids. So today is a day to remember. Memorial Day is a day to remember. Those people that gave their lives. As you're at the park, throwing around the frisbee. At the beach, playing volleyball. Barbecuing. Eating your sandy sandwiches, whatever. It's a day to remember all of this. The freedom to call the president. Well, President Bush, they called him a liar. Former President Clinton to say, I never had sexual relations with that woman. For President Obama to say, let me make these things perfectly clear. Let me be clear about this. I'm sorry, wrong guy. I mean, all these things that are being done. I would say over the last recent period of time that this whole thing is a miss. It's wrong. The way these presidents, the way our government has handled the American people, and it needs to change. I don't know how. I don't have all the answers for you guys. An armed rebellion, not so sure that's the way to go. So, the Americans had died to give us a right for all this. Now, again, remember that in some countries, you call out a president, you speak against the government, you're done. Like in Cuba, who we just made relations with because Obama thought it was a wonderful idea. That didn't help them at all. It didn't do anything for them but put more money in Raul's pocket. You know, look, I'll tell you what. I'll be remembering. I'll remember that it was American soldiers that freed my mother, right, during World War II. It was the Americans that freed Italy. It was the Americans that actually, frankly, it was the Americans that helped win the war overseas. They'd all be speaking German right now if it wasn't for the Americans. But some of you would say we should have never got involved in that war because freedom apparently only means freedom for Americans. My mother was able to come here and have a better life. By today's standards, Americans would probably have been told they should have stayed out of the war. Right? Let the oppressed people be oppressed. They allow that to happen themselves anyway. I've been remembering the dead American soldiers that died for others all around the world so they could be from communism and oppression and dictators. So others could enjoy the freedoms that we have today. And you know what? And the sad part is along with that remembrance is a knowledge that over the last 4 or 5 years, we've allowed that to revert. Because we wouldn't get involved. Because we wouldn't step in. You know, I remember how American lives were given on foreign soil twice to liberate the French. so they can have freedom to come against us in many ways, right? How they speak against or have spoken against us. But who saves their butts every time they get in trouble? The big, bad, mean, oppressive Americans, who after releasing them, after freeing them, took over the country and took all their resources. At least that's what the left would have you believe. That the only reason we go help these countries, you know, like the Middle Eastern countries, is because we want their money, their oil, their whatever. It's just so frustrating. Also remember the Americans who gave their lives to liberate Germany, to liberate the Jews, so they could also have the freedom, well, I'll say, the Germans, so they could also have the freedom to come against us. You think about what's going on with terrorism, right? Look what Angela Merkel's doing right now. She just recently said that she couldn't trust or no longer can count on the Brits or the Americans to be their partners. No, 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 you can't, you cannot rely on the Americans and the Brits to blindly follow you off the cliff. That's a very true statement. Do you see where this is going? And some of you Americans believe that we can't be the policemen of the world. I don't think that's it. I don't think that's the reason that we do these things. I think it's no different than when most good Americans who aren't wrapped up in their own lives or agendas see other people in real need to stop and help out. Without any need for repayment, without looking for an attaboy, without looking for anything other than helping out somebody in need. What I'll be trying to forget is all the bitterness that I hear in the news. And you know, when you read the paper or on the interweb thing, how the world is outraged, the way the American... You know what? We're going to hit this on the other side of the break. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live on Memorial Day.
Over hill, over hill, we have hit the dusty trail, and the army goes rolling along. Counter march right about, hear the flag soldiers shout, while the army goes rolling along. For it's high, high in the U.S. Army.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the halls of Montezuma.
Big one, aren't you? No, that's actually, some of you already know that. It's the Marine hymn. And hymns aren't like in-your-face kind of stuff. Yes, they actually called it a hymn. Go figure that one out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me today. We're honoring Memorial Day. Actually, we're not honoring Memorial Day. Can we get that straight? We're honoring the people that went before us, that died. Yeah, that died for you and I to have a right to enjoy today. For you to live in a beautiful country like we live in. For us to live. I mean, think about what we live in. Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But man, I'll tell you what. In any other nation, a third of the population would have been wiped out by now. Because you can't come against the government, right? You know what happens. 85, no. No number. No calls. No emails. No nothing. we're going through what I was remembering about today, what comes to mind today. And I've told you earlier, I was having a hard time with today. We look at all those people that died for us. We look at all those people who give their lives for us. Right? I mean, think about it. This is tough. And when I hear the young people, and I hear a lot of people in this country don't know. They don't know the basic wars. They don't know why people died. You've got, I mean, it's just amazing to me. I mean, we fought the Revolutionary War, some people said, in 1864. I'm sorry, 1964. So that we get free from the Chinese. When you hear stuff like that, that's not the one-offs either, people. There are plenty of people that don't know why, who, how, where, and when. Now, somebody said that Americans think that we're so good and righteous that we need to be the policemen of the world. And as I started to say before, I never got through with it because, you know, such is live radio. Right? I don't think that's it at all. And as I said earlier, it's no different than when you see somebody in need. What causes? Remember, we were talking about heroes in an earlier hour. What causes you when you're driving down the road and you see a car on fire, you see an accident? What causes you? The difference between A and B is A, you pick up the phone, you call 911 and say, I just saw an accident. I just went by an accident. Just happened. Or you the person that calls 911, pulls over, holds the phone up to your ear while you're trying to pull somebody from a car, checking to see if everybody's okay. If the car's on fire, or starts to catch on fire, or is leaking gasoline, are you the one that runs up and pulls? See, those are the hero moments. It takes no courage just to call 911 and keep going. Absolutely none. You're nice. Good person. Nice person. Thank you for doing that. But really, what's the upside of it? So, it's the person who stops. Right? When we're not wrapped up, Americans, for the most part, don't even know if that's true anymore. Man, I'm so confused today. What I'm trying to forget, though, is the bitterness. I hear it on the news. You read it in the paper. You see it on the internet. Everybody's outraged. Outraged at how we talk about the refugees. You know, it's really funny because over the years, you know, I write these pieces, and we've been outraged about everything. Right? You're outraged about how you're treating prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Now, that doesn't mean that we get to torture prisoners because they tortured us. That's not what I'm saying at all. But for those of you who think that somebody who's committed murder deserves better than a bologna sandwich, you need to get checked. You've got people at Guantanamo Bay that the minute they get out, they're going to be looking to destroy us. And that's okay. Right? I mean, the left feels like it doesn't matter what they're willing to do. We still have to treat them a certain way. Yeah, right. Bologna and cheese sandwiches. These guys are getting better quality health care than our seniors are getting, than our own vets are getting. Now, we don't hear about the dead American bodies being dragged through the streets of Iraq, did we? We don't hear about the Israeli soldiers have been killed mercilessly. We don't care about any of that, do we? The Jordanian pilot that was burned alive while being broadcast live. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. That's just a few. We're trying to forget the pictures of destruction that we see from overseas. The countless hundreds, maybe even thousands, yeah, probably better than tens of thousands, of Christians that have been killed overseas, beheaded, for saying the name of Jesus. And if any of you guys are listening from ISIS, here, let me, you know, the Bible says that demons hear the name of Jesus and they tremble. They go into little epileptic seizure type of things. So for those of you that are listening because you're trying to nail me on something, how about this? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now, think about all those ISIS guys now that are just like freaking out, right? This is nuts. You see all that destruction going on, the people being killed. And still, some of you in the left are trying to blame us for this. If we would just treat them differently. I like some of our entertainers say, we just need to go hug them more. Well, nobody's stopping you, and you've got the money to do it. Not all of us have the money to send, you know, 50. Why don't you round up 30, 40, 50 of your entertainment friends, right? And you could do that whole, I don't know, let's do a, what do you want to do, entertainers for ISIS? What do you think? I like that idea. Bring them out there, set it up, you could do all of that. Works for me. You know, and I'll be remembering the 9/11 victims. And not because they were brave soldiers or people, but mostly because we can't let it happen again. We forgot about Pearl Harbor. No, we did. And I'm not saying that to say, okay, well, we have to watch the Japanese because you know how sneaky they can be. No, but just the mere fact that we can be attacked on our shores. We can let our guard down. Man, people hate us all over the world. And they don't hate us because of what we have. They hate us for what we stand for, the freedoms that we stand for. They can't have it. They don't have it. You know, I'd love, and we used to have them on the show. I never ridiculed them. They just stopped coming on. I'd love to have the left come on, Muslim left come on, and talk about how this makes sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. Really, seriously. Because I don't get it. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, I don't get it. And I remember the victims, the Americans, whether they were in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, wherever, all over the place. And I'm just, you know, Memorial Day, mostly for Americans, right? We're celebrating it here. So you can remember all those Americans that were beaten and tortured and burned and God knows what else. And then hung up for the whole world to see. And we're worried about how we're treating the refugees. We were worried about what the Middle East leadership was going to think about us. I mean, man, we are backwards. And for all those who say that we should not be in Iraq, we should not be in Afghanistan, we should not be in Syria, why don't you talk to the children and the survivors of the Holocaust? Right? There were many in America at the time who said we didn't belong there. We had no business there. That wasn't our war. We shouldn't have gotten involved in it. Because, you know, we would have never come over here, right? Think about if we got involved earlier instead of having the left convince us that we didn't need to be there or we should stay out as long as we can. Think about that. Think if we got involved early on, how many Jews would still be alive today? I'm just asking the questions. You guys do what you want with them. My job as a commentator, not a journalist, commentator, is to get you to think. Think about the way you think. Right? So as Memorial Day winds down, first of all, I'll thank the leadership that finally did get involved, that finally did step up and save our Jewish friends, our Jewish brothers. As a lot of you on the left, I love this, you like to talk about humanity and globalism and how we're all of the same family, we're all brothers and sisters, yet you're willing to let your Jewish brothers and sisters die. You're willing to let your Christian brothers and sisters die. You know, humans all across the world at the hands of a small percentage of savages. A sincere thanks to all Americans that selfishly gave their time and in some cases their lives to make this country a safer, safer place for me and my family, okay? I'll bring it home to me. I can't repay that debt. I can't thank the ones we're honoring today. They've already gone on. But I can thank their families. And I can thank those of you who did give it up for me. And I appreciate it. And God bless you, and God bless you and your family. Let's see. What's a good one I have that I haven't... we'll just do this one. I like this one anyhow.
Up we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder, cannon boys, here they come.